Chapter 1. Beowulf Comes. King Hrothgar was a fair and just king who ruled a land in the north. He had a strong army and was successful in battle. After many years of ruling, the old king decided to build himself a great palace covered with gold. The palace was built on high ground with a high, shiny rock face on one side. It was huge and had benches all around the outside. It was bigger than any other anyone had ever heard of. When the palace was complete, Hrothgar sat on his throne and shared the good things God had given him with his people. A band of brave knights gathered around him and celebrated by singing and drinking. An evil monster named Grendel heard loud noises coming from the palace and was irritated by them. He decided to follow the disturbing sound. He came quietly and secretly across the swamps in the thick darkness. The sounds had faded, but now Grendel found himself in front of a great hall. He opened great iron bar doors of the hall. His eyes lit up when he saw all the knights sleeping there. With his steel fingernails, the terrible monster grabbed 30 of them in their sleep. He gave shouts of joy and moved as fast as a flash of light across the moors. He wanted to get home with his victims quickly. When the few remaining knights in the hall awoke, they were in shock. The old king was not able to speak because of his sadness. None of his knights could go into battle with the monster. He was too strong and too horrible for anyone to beat. For 12 long years, Grendel and Hrothgar warred. Like a shadow of death, Grendel secretly hunted around the outside of the hall and lay in wait on the foggy moors for Hrothgar's men. However, there was one thing the monster could not touch, and that was the king's special throne. There lived in a far-off land a young man called Beowulf who had the strength of 30 men. He had heard of the evil actions of Grendel and the sadness of the good king Hrothgar. As the good king was in need of help, Beowulf and 14 of his friends prepared a strong ship to set sail to visit Hrothgar. The strong ship flew over the rough ocean waves like a bird. The travelers sailed until they saw a shining white rock face before them. Then they knew their journey was at an end. They landed their ship, grabbed their weapons, and gave thanks for their easy passage. A guard in a tower spotted Beowulf and his men on the beach. He set off to the beach, riding a horse and holding a large sword.
"Who are you?" the guard cried. "Carrying arms and openly landing here? I must know where you come from before you make a step forward. Be quick to answer me."
Beowulf answered that they came as friends to rid Hrothgar of his evil enemy, Grendel. In response, the guard led them to the king's palace. They ran up the hill together with a rushing sound of voices and armed steps. When they saw the palace, it was shining like gold against the sky. The guard told them to go straight to the hall. Then, wheeling around on his horse, he said,
"It is time for me to go. May the Father of all keep you in safety. For myself, I must guard the coast."
Beowulf and his men walked along a stone-covered street to the hall. The armor of the men shone in the sun as they went. Beowulf and his men reached the bottom of the hill where the palace sat. They set down their broad shields. They stood their spears together in one place and made themselves known to the man at the palace door. Then they seated themselves on the long benches. Hrothgar speedily welcomed them. The men entered the great hall with even, steady steps, with Beowulf leading the way. His bright armor shone, and his look was noble. He said,
"Greetings, O king. I have come to fight against Grendel. Let me fight him, I and my little band of men. I know that the terrible monster uses no weapons, and therefore I shall bear neither sword nor shield. Hand to hand I will fight the enemy, and death shall come to whoever God chooses. If death takes me, then the monster will carry my body away to the swamps. Do not worry about my body, but send my armor to my king. My future is in God's hands."